Before the summit took place, Donald Trump was boasting incessantly about his maximum pressure tactics and how they succeeded in forcing North Korea to return to the negotiating table. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's political ally, sang Trump's praises and claimed that when Trump announced the cancellation of the summit last month, Kim got back on his hands and knees and begged for the summit to be revived, that the U.S. had all the advantages, etc. A closer look at the joint declaration, however, makes one feel that Trump might have won the respect, but it was Kim who was the winner in real terms.